Good morning, I'm Luis Sainz, your host for Focus on Campus, and joining us today is Dr. Gabriel Ibarra. Dr. Ibarra is an MD and a PhD, assistant professor in the College of Health Sciences, and he's going to talk about some interesting workshops that are going to be going on the rest of the semester and next year, but also one specifically that's going to be happening this afternoon regarding men's health. Dr. Ibarra, thank you so much for being with us here
today. Thank you for inviting me.
And you said that I could call you Gabe?
You can call me Gabe.
Okay. So, Gabe, tell us, first of all, a little bit about your training, your background as an MD and PhD.
Well, actually, that was one of the first degrees that I got. I got a degree in medicine, and then I specialized in occupational medicine, in which I dealt with a lot of workplace exposures, issues, workplace wellness, as long as also preventative programs and issues like that. I was very much in touch with workers being injured or ill or disabled also. And that was part of my training. And afterwards, I did a master's in ergonomics. And then I came here to UTEP and to complete a PhD in environmental science and engineering. And then afterwards, I was invited to complete a postdoctorate in health promotion at UTEP. And after that, I stayed here as a lecturer for some time, and now I've been promoted to an assistant professor.
And as I mentioned, there are going to be workshops, and there have been workshops on campus. But later this afternoon, there's going to be one here specifically designed for men's health, and it's preventive medicine. If you wouldn't mind sharing with us,
yes. Well, this lecture is going to focus more on as men as the focus of preventative health. And that is difficult. That has always been difficult. Historically, men do not engage very good into any type of health promotion activities. And they also are, very unlikely to seek help when it comes to health issues. So that is one thing that I'm going to address. And of course, we're going to talk about all the kinds of diseases that aging men face, but we're going to look at them from the preventative perspective. What can we do not only to prevent them, but also to detect them early, as not to get to the phase and we will have to make an intervention, such as to try and cure a disease that probably will not be curable. And we can only just, the best that we can do is just manage it.
One of the things that we hear a lot about men, is that, they need to get their prostate checked after a certain age. But there's also been, stories said that men don't die of prostate cancer. They may die with prostate cancer, but they won't die of prostate cancer.
Well, that is what research it actually states, and that has been true to an extent, although there are some differences. There are some differences in that, for example, it depends on a lot. We have identified a lot of risk factors when it comes to prostate cancer, and that the preventative, techniques for the early detection of breast cancer, which is prostatic-specific antigen, may not be as effective because we might overdiagnose and overtreat people that otherwise may have an indicator, or this diagnostic tool should indicate towards the potential risk of cancer when it's actually not that severe. So that will tend, for physicians to do early interventions and try to overtreat when it actually that will potentially damage the person's lifestyle even further. And there will be no guarantee that that person, by testing positive to this PSA tool, that this person will develop and later die from that cancer. And that has been documented.
One of the things that you mentioned earlier about, it's tough, not impossible, but it's tough sometimes to get men to go to the doctor because I don't know if it's the way we're brought up or we're saying, I'm okay, I'm fine. But some of these issues that you were talking about earlier, like prostate cancer, getting a prostate exam, not being able to perform sexually, and those are some of those things that, it affects a man's pride, and they don't want to go and admit to a doctor that this is what's wrong with me.
Yes, a potential barrier for men seeking preventative or health advice is precisely that that masculinity role that society expects, right? Men should not, you know, are not weak. Men are not, you know, do not seek, men do not get sick first, or they don't admit of getting sick, at least not publicly. They don't feel bad. They never get tired and things like that. And that is sometimes an obstacle. Now, what we need to do is come up with new strategies that promote another thing, another term that was integrated a years ago, that instead from going from machismo to call it caballerismo, which is a topic that is very interesting and that has to some extent made a difference in some Hispanic populations, allowing them to engage more in preventative interventions and also to seek more preventative services and those kinds of things, to be more open about their health in general, not only about their sexuality, which is, I know it's a big issue, especially when it comes to the prostate, not only cancer, because the most likely that any gentleman will be the hyperplasia of the prostate, which is just the growth of the prostate, and not necessarily is going to be cancerous. And that's even more common than the cancer. But in order to check for hyperplasia, you actually have to go and have an examination by a knowledgeable physician who has experience in detecting when this growth might be just normal growth or it could be abnormal.
We are visiting with Dr. Gabriel Ibarra. Dr. Ibarra is an MD, PhD, assistant professor in the College of Health Sciences here at UTEP, and we're talking about men's preventive health and also a workshop that's going to be taking place, a lecture that will be taking place later this afternoon. Gabe, one of the things that we hear about women going through menopause and a change of life, and there has been some literature and some people have kind of contested it, saying that no, men do not go through that. But do men go through what they call andropause?
Well, that is a term that people have called to the natural decline of the levels of testosterone in your bloodstream, and that is expected due to aging. Now, the issue is that yes, it is. It is an issue for older gentlemen because the testosterone is responsible for making males males. Simple as that. Now, decrease the level of hormones and, for example, simple things like your stamina, strength, your ability to cope and things like that are going to affect you. There is not really any evidence that you actually go through something like menopause, in which you just simply your ovaries, the decline in the production of estrogen is almost zero, and there is no production of eggs. But men still produce are able to produce sperm. So that is not like a total decline. It's not that the testosterone completely disappears. It just lowers. And latest research states that you may, people that have low testosterone may benefit from the treatment in which you replace testosterone to a certain level. I mean, you're not probably want to take it to those levels that you were when you were in the 18s or 20s, but then take it to within normal levels. And that will more or less enable you to deal with all these changes, which are going to occur anyway. But they will have a lesser effect to your entire well-being.
What are some of the things that perhaps you're going to address this afternoon? We've been talking about older gentlemen, perhaps even middle-aged gentlemen. But what about some of the younger men?
Yes, well, younger men should always also start taking care of themselves. I still lecture to young college students here at the university, and we look at things such as aging, and everyone asks me, when should you start, taking care of yourself? When should you start thinking about health for the later years. Well, that's is since you are a young person. Unfortunately, when you're a young person, the least likely thing in your mind is that you're going to get old and that you probably succumb to some disease or some kind of chronic condition, which is going to not allow you to just perform the activities that you love doing every day. And I ask all these young students, what will you be willing to do to just keep doing the things you enjoy? And then when they say, I would like to, you know, keep just doing sports, I would like to keep this. Well, you have to take steps now, right now. You should take care of your body, your mind, your spirit, your relationships, everything. If you like doing what you do right now, you want to keep on doing it, you must work at it from now.
And one of the things that men don't seem to be as concerned with as much as women and sometimes our wives help us with that, and that's nutrition and what we eat and eating properly.
Yes, that is, again, it's also an issue in here in our border region. That is an issue because of the social and cultural aspects of being a man, of masculinity. You are expected to go to work long hours, and during those long hours, you're probably going to eat whatever is available, and not every time whatever is available is going to be something that is healthy. And you're going to be influenced by your peers, you're going to be influenced by your economy, you're going to be influenced by your own values, your own taste, everything like that. So it's going to be extremely difficult to maintain like proper nutrition in a population such as ours. I'm not saying that it's impossible. It is changing. We're making a change towards that. I was again telling my young students that probably they're going to be the healthiest generation that I've seen until today, because they're eating right, they're taking care of themselves, they're exercising, they're doing the things that everyone recommends. We our generation should have done since a long time ago to prevent chronic illness.
What is the place information that we need for people who are interested in attending your lecture this afternoon, Dr. Ibarra?
It is an open lecture. Everyone can attend. There is no requisite. I think there was an email sent to everyone. You must, if you want to register, but I really believe that everyone that has an opportunity should come and listen to a lecture and see how we men have become the difficult part of the population to reach out and do preventative medicine, and how sometimes we are the problem when addressing health promotion.
And what is the hall, the room number that this is going to be at? Should these just go to the Health Sciences College?
Yes, you website? Go to the website of the College of Health Sciences, and there will be a promotional right there in the main website.
Well, thank you so much for being with us here today.
Okay, thank you.
We've been visiting with Dr. Gabriel Ibarra. Dr. Ibarra is an assistant professor in the College of Health Sciences, and he's been talking about a workshop that's going to be taking place later today. You can go to the webpage of the College of Health Sciences and just check for the different workshops. The workshop today is going to be led by Dr. Gabriel Ibarra. Thank you so much for being with us. Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer and producer, Jesse Munoz. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Luis Sainz.